Hello?
Hey Matthew, it's Angel calling from Local Flash. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Great, great. So is it a good time now? I believe you
It's a great time.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay, so yeah, I want to thank you for choosing Local Flash. The purpose of our call is to just gather some information about you and your company in order to achieve the highest ranking for you and to answer any questions that you might have. So, I do see you already signed the terms and conditions. Let me check if you have a security question. Yes, you do. All right. Awesome. And the next step is to just verify some of the business info that we have on file here is correct. If you hear anything wrong, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes. So the business name is Property Care Management LLC.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. The address I have on file here is 1933 Halam Drive, Lakeland, Florida, 33813, yeah.
Yeah, and just make sure that Hallam is H-A-L-L-A-M.
Yep, it is.
Okay.
All right. And
okay,
this is a residential address, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, in that case, do you want us to hide the address so that people don't know where you live? All right.
Yeah.
We'll make sure to do that. And the phone number is the one I'm calling on right now, right?
Yes.
And last but not least, the email I have here is pcmpropertycaremanagement@outlook.com.
That's correct.
All right. Awesome. So do you have a business website?
I don't. No, I don't.
All right. In that case, we can make one for you. Let me see what domain names are available. So it seems like propertycaremanagementllc.com is available if you want to use
that. Yeah,
is that all right?
That would be great.
Yeah. Well, we also have propertycaremanagement.net if you want that instead.
Would the LLC be .com?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that one.
Okay. Got it. Oh, congrats. And now you have a website. It won't be up for a few days, though. We just...
Yoo-hoo!
Yeah. There's also an option if you want to integrate the payments to the website through business PayPal. Do you want to do this?
Not today.
Okay, understood. And something that comes included in the package is a call tracking number. So this is just a Google Earth product, right? It's a different number with the same area code that will track all the phone calls coming in, and it will also allow you to listen to them. Would you like to use this?
Say that one more time.
Right, so we make a different number with the same area code, route it to this one. And what it does is it will track how many calls you're getting, and it will record them for you to listen to later.
Okay. Now, does any of these things that you're going to ask me about today, does that cost me extra?
This one doesn't. I'm going to ask you about a few things that do cost money, but all of it is optional. So.
Okay, cool. And then all that you're saying would be routed to this number?
Yes.
I guess. Sure.
All right. Awesome. And yeah, here's one of the add-ons that actually do cost money, and it's a call tracking greeting. So that's just someone saying, like, hi, thank you for calling Property Care Management. Press 1 if you're a new customer. Press 2 if you're an existing customer. This is a one-time cost of $19. The thing that's usually used for is to stop robocallers if you're getting bothered by them a lot since they can't get past the press 1, press 2 part.
Okay.
You want to enable
Can I go back to enable that later?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that later for right now.
All right, awesome. Okay, so right now, let's just go over the keywords and services that you provide so we know how to market you. I see here that you do, like, quite a lot of stuff, so property management, lawn care, handyman services, right?
Yeah, If I had to, you know, like, kind of, if you want me to, like, lower it down to where it's more of, like, more specific, it'd probably be, like, just lawn and landscaping, and, like, some kind of junk removal, yard waste, any of that kind of stuff.
So we do have landscaping here as an option for one of the categories. But it is more like, so it's like landscaping, lawn care, lawn maintenance, tree services, gardening services, paper installation, stuff like that.
I wouldn't put, I'm not going to be able to, like, take any trees out. I don't want to give people any wrong. But I think when in terms of landscaping, I think that can account for whether that's tree trimming or anything like that.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll just list off these things. Let me know if I need to remove any or add any, and then we can list you like that, right?
Okay.
So where were we? So landscaping, gardening, gardener, paver and driveway installation. Do you do that?
Say that again?
Paver and driveway installation, like the concrete paver?
No, yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
No, no.
Artificial turf?
Artificial what?
Artificial turf, like artificial grass, stuff like that.
Oh, no. Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, it seems like my service is not very good right now. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
So yeah, we have fence services. Do you do that? Like,
no, I believe you need a license to put them. I mean, I can tear them down, but that's just kind of like in the discretion of the person. So I wouldn't say that.
Okay, so we have a landscape designer here, tree planting, hardscaping, and stump removal. So stump removal, you said not.
Yeah, no trunk removal. Planting is fine. What was, you said landscape designer?
Yeah.
I would say no to that.
Okay. What about hardscaping?
Say that one more time.
What about hardscaping?
Hardscaping?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I just don't want to give people the wrong idea and then I have to call them and say no.
Oh, no, that's perfect. So do you want to add anything here that you would do that I didn't list?
I feel like anything that I probably wouldn't have already told you, like, cause in my head, I'm only doing like the three things, but like if people ask me some stuff, and depending on what it is, like I'd be willing to do things. But I don't want to list, too much to where I have to keep saying no. So I think all the ones that you've already listed are great.
Yeah. So I'll also type in property management services and handyman services in there. So I think handyman kind of covers quite a lot of stuff anyway, so.
Yeah.
It's up to the customers, right?
Of course. In terms of like handyman services, I wouldn't go in any of their homes and stuff. I was just going to be staying completely outside. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if any of those would, lead to any.
I'm not sure, right? Because usually handyman services is someone who just fixes everything, right? What would you do, like, maybe outside, like, I don't know, anything specific, like gutter stuff or, I don't know?
Yeah, like pressure washer and gutter, window cleaning, whether that's, like, deep cleaning, like, a house, like, that's fine. I'm willing to do all that stuff. But in terms of, like, going inside the house, no. I mean, I've done, like, trimming like trees and bushes off fences. I've taken off fences, you know, and I know we said about fence removal and stuff. It's just if they say something to me, you know, I'm all for it. I just don't want someone to ask me to install a fence or something where that requires a license and I can't do that.
Okay, understood. So I added pressure washing, gutter cleaning, window cleaning, exterior cleaning, tree trimming, and fence removal.
Yes, that's perfect.
All right, awesome. So I'll also send you these in an email after this call so you can have a look over them and see if anything's wrong or anything you want to change. And you can just reply to that email.
Okay.
So, yeah, The next part is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how to market you online. Is there anything unique that sets you apart from your competitors?
Yes, I'm. So right now I'm in firefighter training. I'm using this in order to help pay for that as well as have something while I'm a firefighter. So that's what I usually use when I'm self-marketing, self-networking around here, when I go door-to-door with pamphlets and talk to people. That's usually one of my lines that I use because a lot of people would love to support somebody like that, a small local, you know.
Yeah, so how do I write that down, though, like in a clear thing? So like firefighter-owned or like EMS?
I wouldn't say firefighter-owned just yet because I would say in my pamphlet I wrote, I just said owned by a firefighter in training. What else did I say? I don't have it with me. That's what I'm trying to think. I mean, if you want to say firefighter owned, because I mean, I should be a firefighter by the end of the year, but I also just don't want to say that I am if I'm not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll write an owned by a firefighter in training, and then when you get to be a firefighter, you can give us a call and we can change that and congratulate you, right? So.
Yes. Okay. That would be great.
Awesome. And do you have a mission statement?
I have on my card something I just wrote when I did it, which was just your lawn, our pride, but that was basically it.
So that's more like a tagline, which we can use it for. For a mission statement, it's something a bit more boring. Usually it's like our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service or something like that.
Oh, I do have one. Yeah, mine was, let me try to remember. I did this. Hold on, let me look back at something. I wrote something to do with that. I know where I did it. Let me, sorry, I got to go to it to find it.
Yeah, no worries.
Can't find it. I think I did something here we go. We believe the best service starts with amazing customer service, and I just said actually, it's not necessarily a mission statement, but I used it. I would like to say something like, we believe the best service starts with amazing customer service, as well as, let's do something along the lines of, I gotta think about how to tag this in. If you have any suggestions, please let me know. I'm trying to figure this out.
This is usually like a tough thing to think about, right? It's a bit of a curveball.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Probably help if I start writing it down. Maybe it'll help me. Yeah, I'm trying to think of it in my head. Now, a mission statement is just like one sentence, correct?
Yeah, so it's usually, as I said, like a boring sentence about, you know, what your mission is with the business, right? I believe when you're registering the business, they might ask you that, right? On some states, at least.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. I mean, something I just wrote here in a second is just the best service starts with customer service, and here we believe in matching the best service with the best product.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
okay. I mean, I guess I can always revise it.
Let me just write that down and repeat it because I'm going to forget it otherwise.
That's okay.
Okay, so we believe the best service starts with amazing customer service, and here we believe in matching the best service with the best product. So wait, so how about I just type in and matching the best service with the best product. So it's like, we believe the best service starts with amazing customer service and matching the best service with the best product.
Yeah, that works. I know I said service like 3-4 times, so maybe I shouldn't say that.
Actually, yeah, maybe. And matching that with the best drug, maybe. So we don't say service again.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want it to sound like that. The best,
so we believe the best service starts with amazing customer service and matching it with the best product.
That's even better. Thank you.
Alright, awesome. Okay, so for the tagline, I wrote down your lawn, our pride. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it says here you're in business since 2023, right? Last year.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, sir. Still new.
Yeah. So, do you have like previous experience doing this, or are you pretty new in general?
Like about a year or so. I mean, just doing it on like my house and my friends, but that's about it. And like doing stuff around my own house. Yeah.
All right. And is it just you or do you have anybody helping you out?
It's just me for right now.
All right. Residential or commercial or both?
I do both.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now I'm only doing residential, but hopefully here, you know, starting early this year, I'm going to be moving towards like broker companies who manage smaller houses, which is still considered residential, but it's commercial in terms of how I would be getting paid and hired.
Yeah. I know, like, a lot of the landscapers that sign up with us, they have, like, contracts with some bigger companies, right, to maintain their lawn, and they have to, like,
yep,
go in, like, once a week, you know, so it's a very nice contract, you know?
Yep. That's exactly it.
Let's see. What are your hours of operation?
Let's do from, because this is when I would receive calls, so probably 7 till, 6:30 or 7 to 7.
Okay. And that
way,
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday.
And do you, like, what kind of payments do you accept?
I guess cash, check, and forms of online payment. Now, My PayPal has been experiencing problems in the last couple of years that I have, like, not really fixed because it's just, I don't really use PayPal. Now, I understand that going into, like, something like this, it's probably something I probably need to fix, and I need to be on the phone with them soon about it.
Yeah. So I don't know if you have, like, a business PayPal account, but if you want to integrate, like, credit cards and stuff to your website, we can do that through a business PayPal.
Wait, you say you put your, like, business, like, cards on there instead of PayPal?
Right, so we can integrate online payments into your website. What we would need from you is just a business PayPal account so that we can route it through there, and you can send us a code.
Okay.
Like, how to integrate it, but you might want to check with PayPal what the fees would be. We don't charge any fee for it, but, of course, they have, like, the processing fees, so... Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get on the phone with them, and then, you know, I'll change it after that.
Okay. And let's see, what else do we have here? Are you licensed and insured?
So that is going to be happening, like, early this year.
Both are? Right, both the license and insurance?
Yes.
Okay.
So I guess, you know, probably right now, maybe don't put it, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it should be completely done either by the end of this month or early next month.
All right. So yeah, that's all the info we needed. Now we can just talk about creating the accounts and what to do with them. So for a Google Business Profile, I didn't find one. Is there something I missed? Like, maybe it wasn't there?
Well, what do you mean?
Do you have a Google Business Profile for a business that I haven't seen by any chance? Right, so it's like the thing that pops up on the map.
I probably not. I wouldn't be surprised. I think the only way that people have been able to find me online is through other services.
So like home advising and stuff, right?
Yes, but, you know, I'm not going to use them anymore.
Yeah, they do good work, but they are also, like, they charge quite a lot for it, so.
It is a lot. It is a ton.
Yeah.
It's, like, over $500 a month.
Yeah.
And for someone who's, you know, still pretty small and probably makes that a month, it's kind of difficult.
Yeah, a lot of our customers actually come from Home Advisor and Angie, and, like, I don't know exactly how it works because I don't work in sales, but usually they're signed up for some really, really expensive program that they're telling me about where the lead costs more than the job itself, you know.
Yeah, it's like $36 per, like, lead, and even if you decide that, or you don't secure that lead, or you decide you don't want to take that lead, it still costs you $36. So, like, there's no, like, pick and choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's rough. Right? In that case, we can create your Google Business Profile.
Okay, great.
So, I see you're in Lakeland, right? Do you have,
yes,
like, any specific cities or counties or anything else that you want
Polk
to target? Which one? Sorry?
Polk County? Is that what you said, county?
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to keep everything in a 25 to 30 mile radius around Lakeland. So, like, and that's in all directions.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's just shy of Polk County, like the Polk County line and everything. Like, I think everything up until like about Kissimmee's kind of far, and Kissimmee is still in Polk County.
Yeah. Okay. So we can do a radius in that case. It should be fine. I believe, right, maybe you would get to, like, Plant City, right, by the look of it, if we do the radius?
Yeah, I would go to Plant City. I already have some in Polk City, which I believe is a little further than Plant City. But, I mean, like I said, like, 25, 30 miles is probably it.
All right. Understood. So, yeah, for the Google Business Profile, we will create one, and we will optimize it, but we will need your help to verify it, since Google is very strict about who can verify, so it has to always be like the owner.
Okay.
What they'll ask from you is just like a video. Usually it's a video 30 seconds to 2 minutes long of you showing like any tools that you might have, or a work vehicle if you use one, any business documentation. I think you mentioned you have a business card, so that will work as well.
Okay.
We would just need your help. We'll be in contact as to what Google chooses, since it can be like a phone verification or a video, as I said. And yeah, it's just a quick thing that you can do, and it'll help us out. And once that's done, it's all smooth sailing. So yeah.
Okay. So is that something we do like after this thing that I send you, or?
So you will send us the pictures right now so we can create the profile. And then to verify it, it's up to Google what method they choose. So we will update you on that.
Okay, what do I need to send you?
So I don't know if you've seen the email, but we need any tools, any vehicle if you use one for the work.
Okay.
Business license or insurance if you have one, a business card, a business registration.
Yeah.
If you have invoices from the business, or like a blank invoice works as well. And a workplace if you have one.
Okay. All right. So I can give you, like right now, I can give you pictures of, I'll go take pictures of all each equipment that I use. And then I have a picture of a car, of my, business card. I have a picture of, I have an invoice copy I could send you. What else?
So the other stuff is just if you have like licenses or registration, a
registration
workplace for the business.
Okay.
And otherwise it's like a work vehicle if you use one with a license plate, if you have like anything like that. It should allow us to make the account even with the stuff that you just mentioned. But afterwards, as I said, you're going to need to do like an additional verification where you're just going to show that you do live in this address and the business does exist, right?
Yes, yes. Now, in terms of because it's not an LLC just yet, would that affect me?
Nah, doubt it.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. Do you want me to do that now or?
As soon as you can, right? You don't have to do it on the call.
Since we
finish up, and then you can do it later.
As I said,
we will be in contact in the next like 5 days, usually 5 business days, let's say, to let you know how you can verify it. And
okay.
So once you do that, it's all good.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to me.
And something that we can actually enable on the Google profile is messaging. So that just allows your customers to message you directly from there. You want to do this?
Is it cost extra?
Oh, no. But you do receive the messages through, like, Google Chat, so you would need to have, like, Google Maps or something installed on your phone and then logged into your email.
Okay, so I would need is there an app called Google Messages? I can't remember.
No, I believe it's just Google Maps. It does come through Google Maps. Any Google app will work.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
One second.
I'll just make sure I have that installed. I think I have the Google app installed.
Yeah, so
that
should be fine. Yeah, Google Maps or Gmail if you have it, right? Also.
Yeah, because there's notifications.
Mm-hmm. So, at worst, I think we would maybe need a Gmail account, but I still let you know once you're doing the verification.
Okay. And now, in terms of Gmail... In terms of Gmail, I mean, I could give you my personal.
You don't need to. For now, not.
Okay.
We'll let you know if we need it. I believe nowadays you can log in even like with Outlook into Google, so it should.
Okay.
So once we create it, we're going to add you as an owner of the Google Business Profile, so you'll be receiving the messages, right?
Okay.
All right. And do you have a Yelp page?
I do.
Oh, okay. In that case,
it's under the same name.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of chose a very generic name. Like, there's a lot of services that have the same name. hard to find you.
Really? That's really crazy. I actually didn't, no, this is really funny. I didn't want, this wasn't my original name. My original name I wanted to be was Property Care Plus. Instead of having the word plus, it would just be a plus. But the acronym for it was PCP, and I didn't want that because that's a drug. So that was it. And then I quickly just was like, I just did that one.
Yeah.
Because I also just didn't want to limit myself to lawn and landscaping, so I didn't want to do something about lawn and landscaping. That's why I said property care management, because I could do anything.
Yeah. Now, if I type in, like, property care management, Lakeland, Florida, it comes up with, like, 10 different businesses. They don't have the same name, but they have, like, property management in the name, so it's already, you know, showing up.
I
couldn't find the Yelp page, but as for Yelp, it's kind of more restricted, so.
Here, let me see. Maybe. Yeah. Oh, I think it's based out of Mulberry. For some reason.
One sec.
Yeah, my address says Mulberry. I don't know why.
Property care management, Mulberry, Florida.
Oh, I know why. Yeah. It took my location from when I made it and I was not at my house. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So, I think it looks pretty fine, but if you want, you can also add us to that so we can optimize it, free of course. But I will send you an email since they just added this feature, and I honestly don't know how you do that.
So when you mean by, what do you mean by, like, giving the Yelp so you can optimize it? Does that mean, like, I would give you, I'm confused on what you mean by that.
Like management permissions, right? You would add us as a manager.
Okay.
Right. So it says here, you know, your hours are 24 hours open, right? You didn't say that to me, right? So it's important that we have the same information everywhere, and it also has a different number and everything, so we would definitely need to update all that stuff, right?
Really?
Yeah.
What other number is it showing?
336-937-3844.
No, I don't know where that's from. Like I said, I used Yelp first, then I stopped, then I tried Home Advisor, then I stopped, and then you guys called. So, I've heard some interesting things about Yelp, and I don't know necessarily what's going on with,
So, just like as a overall, like SEO tip, right? What we do, right? For Google, it's very important at Google to be accurate, right? Because that's why people use Google for accurate information. So if they see, like, on your Google page, you have a different number, different hours, they're going to kind of assume that maybe you're not doing the business, you haven't updated it in a while, so you're going to rank lower. What we do is we make sure everything is the same across the board in a lot of directories, so Google knows that you're a legitimate business. They know that everything's updated, everything is working fine, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
And I know I did say 7 to 7 because I've always said 24 hours, but in my head when you asked me that, I was like, okay, maybe I should. But we can put it to 24 hours if that's how it is, because I can't change it on Yelp for some reason. It's not letting me.
If you want, as I said, you could add us to it as a manager, and we can try and do that.
They
just recently added this, so it is pretty new to us as well.
I'm trying to think on how to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to send you an email on how to do that. We have, like, a template here. So whenever you're able to just, you know, add us to it, and we can do some optimization.
All right.
So how about Facebook? Do you have one?
That was like my next thing. That's something I was gonna do. I don't have one for the company name now.
Mhm. Yep. We can also do that if you want, and then add you on your personal Facebook, since I assume you have one as a owner.
Yeah.
Alright. So yeah, we'll do that in that case. We'll make sure everything's fine, and then add you But you would need to send us your personal Facebook URL so we can add you on it.
Yes, I will. Right. Just a second. I'm going to try to do this. The link that you sent me on the email is just kind of like a like a promo for the Yelp for Business thing, but I can't find where to like add a manager.
Oh, yeah, so that's just where you log into Yelp, right?
No, it brings me to. I mean, I guess, but I mean, it says I can get started, but like, that's to make a one.
Yeah, but then you can log in on the top right, right?
I can go on the left. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm in now. Okay. I know the email told me not to use my thing, my app.
Yeah, usually it's through like a computer or a browser on your phone.
Yeah, so I'm on my page, but I don't know where else to go through the link you sent me.
So can you, like on the top right?
Wait, I see account settings.
And user management afterwards.
Yeah, I didn't scroll down on the... where's account settings? Oh, got it. User management. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Invite user. What email do I put in?
Listings at relevantads.com.
Okay, so I have listings at, with the at sign, relevant.com.
Relevantads.com.
So, is there going to be two at signs?
No. So, listings at relevantads.com.
Okay. I have listings, the at sign,
mm-hmm.
relevant. Now, what's after that?
ADS, ads, like advertisements.
Okay, ADS at...
No, dot com, just dot com after that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so listings at relevant ADS, so ads.com.
Yep.
Okay. Woo. send invite. Okay. Just sent it to you.
All right. Awesome. Okay. And give me 1 second. So for the Facebook page, right, we're going to make a new one. You should send us your personal Facebook URL so we can add you to it because we're not going to be responding to any comments or anything or messages from your customers. So you need to do that yourself.
Yeah.
So whenever you're able to, please send a personal URL. I do see that Facebook ads isn't part of your package. Not sure why you didn't sign up for that. I would say it's a good deal nowadays. Everybody's signing up for it. But
what is the? I didn't know about that.
Oh. So Facebook ads. Well, you use Facebook, right?
I mean, really, just for marketplace. To be completely honest. I mean, all the posts that post on there is just a direct link from Instagram.
Uh-huh.
I know it probably looks like I might be active.
No, if you use Instagram, you basically use Facebook. it's the same, right? I don't know how much you trust them, but they do take all the information they can for the ad, right? So if you're talking to Instagram, let's say to someone in your chat and saying like, hey, my lawn is, you know, needs some help or whatever. And then Facebook knows who to target your ads to. So it's very effective at targeting the ads. And so that's why people sign up to them, because nowadays, especially like people who do business, like YouTube businesses, like lawn care, right? How many of the people that have houses use Facebook? I think like it's older people who use Facebook nowadays. So.
Yeah, it's all of them.
Yeah. So it's got like a lot of customers on there. But yeah.
Okay. Now, how much is that?
At least $100 a month.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's up to you to decide if you want to use that or not.
Now, when we set this up, I can just go back to it, correct?
Yeah, of course. You don't have to do it.
Yeah. We'll do that. Go ahead.
I just have to mention all our services to you so that if you ever think of Facebook ads, you know that we provide them, right?
Oh, I'll probably assume anything that I would need you guys provide, to be completely honest.
Yeah. And also, they transfer over to Instagram if you have your account linked to a business.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just, because, you know, like I said, I'm really small. I'm just trying to make sure, like, I'm looking at what I make monthly, and I'm like, okay, now I can do the $200 a month and be okay, but let's wait a little longer. Let me get a little bit more in there, and then I'll, you know, keep going on. Because, like I said, I've just been doing, like, social, like, or, like, physical, like, networking, walking around and driving to different neighborhoods, going to different places around here, you know, talking with people and handing out flyers and stuff. And business-to-business networking, giving my friends who have business cards and giving them mine and, you know, so on. And that's how I've gotten so far, and I'm just going to want to continue with that so I don't have to go too far where I'm making less and less and less.
Yeah, no worries. As I said, I just have to mention it. I'm not really here to sell you anything, honestly. So, yeah.
Okay, good.
So what is your preferred availability for us to contact you, like whenever we need anything?
Okay, that I would do from 9 till about your closing time, so whatever that is.
All right. So I think you're EST, so we work 7 to 7. We work 10 to 7, so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I guess really 10 to 7 works. I mean, actually on Mondays, move it to 12. Monday, Wednesday, move it to 12, because I'll have class.
Okay.
But everything else should be okay.
One second, just something. Sorry about that.
You're okay.
All right. So now you will be getting a few emails from us in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, the keywords are going to be the first ones that we have. So that's going to be just a list of them, and you're going to be able to go over them. Second, very important, photos. So we're going to send you a photos email, please, if you can, any photos that you have, attach them there, especially if they're high quality. It helps really a lot, especially for the website, for the Google page and everything.
Now, are you talking about pictures? Are you talking about pictures for the Google verification, like the trailer and all that, or?
Oh, no, I mean, like, pictures for your customers to see, like, completed work.
Oh, okay.
Especially, like, I see a lot of pressure washing businesses. They do the before and afters, and they look very impressive, so it works great to have them.
Okay.
So if they're high quality and everything, for now we're going to use stock photos on your website of the stuff that you do. But once you send in your pictures, we're going to remove those and add yours.
Okay.
And within a few days, you will be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage whatever we do for you. So for now, you only have the local SEO. you will be able to see how many people are seeing your Google profile, clicking on it, stuff like that. And with the call tracking number, this is where you're going to be able to listen to the calls as well and see how many calls you're getting and their like basic info.
Okay.
And last but not least, you'll also get a call tracking email. This will allow you to see the number that we've chosen for you, right, so you don't get confused whenever you see it online.
Number as in what do you mean?
The call tracking number, so it's going to be a different number to route to this one, right?
Got it. Okay. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. Just a bit more about the time frame and what to expect. So with Local Flash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. You will have your business info submitted to a lot of directories that are relevant locally, and we will optimize your Google business page. And once it's been verified, you should see maximum results within 30 to 45 days. But don't forget, you can visit your dashboard or give us a call at any time to see how you're doing, right?
Yes.
And, yeah, also, just as an FYI, since your listings are going to be promoted a bit more, you're going to be dealing with a lot more scam calls. So this is going to be people pretending to be Google or Facebook saying that you violated their rules. They're going to delete your Google account or whatever. They're usually scam calls. Usually Google does not call unless you have like a verification or anything. They will never call you. And companies like Townsquare and Networks as well requesting extra money to verify the business profile are all scams. So just keep it in mind.
Yes, will do.
And, yeah, as we get close to finishing up with the call, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. Does 3 weeks from now, same time, work for you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, awesome.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, so just to recap real quick, so I will send you through the do I reply to the email that sent me what you just sent me with all like the names and all that, or not the names, the
keywords?
Yes. Do I reply to that with all the pictures of like the trailer, the invoice, business card, and all that?
You can, but there will also be a photos email where you can attach that and make it easier for us. So.
Okay. So the same photos that I do. That I give you in terms of before and after pictures and things like that, I do all of it in one go.
I believe you can only attach up to like 20 on an email, but as many as you have, right? Just send us multiple emails, right?
Okay.
As I said, right, it makes our job easier and it makes you, like, since this kind of helps out a lot with your Google listing to have pictures, right, it's going to end up with you being happier with our service, so, you know. We like that.
I just want to make sure I was sending the Google verification stuff in the right place. That's all.
Yeah. Usually most of the stuff you can send to support@localsplash.com or photos@localsplash.com for photos.
Okay. Will do.
And, as an FYI, so it seems like, I don't know if you talked with sales about this, but we do have a package where you can have $100 worth of Facebook ads for just $50 more on your subscription. So that will be $249 per month, and you get $100 of Facebook ads in there.
Is that a one-time thing?
This is going to be your package for, like, every month if you wanted to opt into it.
So I'd get $100 worth of Facebook ads for $50 a month?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay, and that...
Did they not offer you this, by the way? Because this is, like, 90% of people that come in, they have this package.
No, they didn't say anything to me about that.
Oh.
He offered me the new business and small business package discount thing, but that was it.
Yeah, that's weird. Nowadays we do offer that, so if you want to opt into it, yeah.
I would.
You would like to? Okay.
Yeah. Do you already have my card on file?
I believe so. Let me check. Is it card ending?
I mean,
061.
Yes, because the payment of $199 already went out.
Yeah. We'll make sure to handle that on our end. Don't worry.
Okay.
So for the Facebook ads, you do have like three options actually for how customers can contact you whenever they're they see the ad, if they want to contact you. So they can fill out a form or they can give you a call. The form gets sent to your email. The call is just a call. And if Facebook Messenger, if you want, they can send you a message through Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, all those will work. Email, phone, or message, direct message works.
You do have to choose one though, right? So if you've seen Facebook ads, they're always like, give a call or stuff like that.
Well, I think give a call is more personal, but I think more people might be more inclined just to message, but
we can
select. I feel like, well, if we say direct message, I mean, 90% of each person that texts me, I'll probably give them a call back soon after. So wouldn't that be like kill a bird with two stones type of thing?
Yeah, we can also do the thing where we just list the phone number in the ads, like copywriting, you know? So it's going to be like phone number, website in there. So if anybody wants to give you a call, they can just type it in.
Oh, that would work great.
So Messenger with the phone call and the copywriting, right?
Yeah, phone sure. Number.
All right, awesome.
Well, that works out great. Thank you for telling me that.
Okay, no worries. Kind of do this every day, you know?
Yeah, and thank you guys so much for, you know, well, I'm kind of happy that, you know, this came up in terms of there was an empty spot and I was able to secure it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where were we now? On it.
Facebook ads?
Yeah, so, yeah, that'll be about it, actually. We went through everything. That's all my questions that I needed to answer. Anything else you want me to?
As long as I know where the photos to send, and that's all I really have to do in the next, like, 5 days, and then you, Google should give me a call, correct?
Yep. We will give you a call about what Google decided, right? If they decided to do video verification, we're going to give you a call on how to do that and an email. So keep an eye on your email. We're going to probably send you quite a lot in the next few days.
Okay.
Right.
That works out.
Awesome. And
remind me of your name.
My name's Angel.
Thank you, Angel, so much.
Hey, thank you, too. Hey, may I ask how old you are, by the way?
18.
Bro, you're younger than me, man.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I tried starting. So, like I said, I'm going to the Fire Academy because I graduate high school, because I'm still technically in high school, but I graduate this year, but I'm graduating my AA degree, and I'm taking that, and I'm going to the Fire Academy straight after. So I'm trying to build something that I can have as a firefighter, because you know firefighters work 24 hours on, 48 hours off.
Mm-hmm.
And to have something to, you know, do on the off days would be great.
I used to do like a different type of business. Kind of when I was 18, I would just go to people and fix their computers and stuff, because I know that's not right. But now I got a job, so I can't do it.
Yeah, I know so many guys who are doing a bunch of like small business things, and they're getting kind of creative. Like one of my friends is doing like drone pictures and stuff. So I don't know, just doing some crazy.
Cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a pleasure talking to you, man. And
likewise.
Just an FYI, we work 10 to 7 EST Monday through Friday. If you can't contact us during those hours, then send us an email or an SMS. We'll reply to it. And, yeah, look forward to working with you.
Oh. Yes, me too. Thank you.
All right. Have a nice day, man. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.